know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're still in May, and the threat for strong to severe thunderstorms persists in my 7-day forecast. Again, some of these storms will impact your holiday weekend as well. Not this morning, though. We're waking up to mainly a clear sky. A nice half moon in Venus was showing brightly in the eastern horizon earlier this morning. Temperatures are comfortable, ranging from 55 to 64, and we can expect plenty of sunshine today and warming up into the upper 80s. Our next weather maker will rapidly approach Thursday into the evening hours as a cold front will stall close to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, producing showers and storms. Some of these may become severe with some hail and damaging wind. These storms will form into a complex and be moving in from the northwest during the evening, should be exit the area well before sunrise on Friday. And again, I'm not overly concerned about a tornado threat. The weather will clear up on Friday, and this nice weather continues into Saturday and most of Sunday. Highs will reach the upper 80s on Friday, low 90s both Saturday and Sunday, but another weather system approaching from the northwest on Sunday night. Cold front will wait until Monday, it looks like now, to come through, but the disturbance combined with the dry line will produce numerous showers and storms off to our west by late afternoon Sunday. We may get a good old-fashioned Texas squall line plowing through here towards midnight. Threats include smaller hail and damaging wind, as well as a small tornado threat always along the leading edge of any squall lines. These tornadoes are usually brief and weak, but can do damage. The cold front will move through the area slowly on Monday. I'm expecting more showers and storms to form along this front and move southeast through the evening hours. We may see another round of storms around here, but again, it all depends on the frontal position during peak heating hours on Memorial Day. I will be monitoring the situation, and you need to do so as well, especially if you're going to be out on those area lakes. Remember, this is day 6 out of my 7-day forecast, and the timeline is subject to change. Front should be far enough south on Tuesday to give us a nice cool day. We can expect plenty of sunshine, highs only in the mid-70s. North wind will blow at 10 to 20, making for a delightful day. But heck, we'll be all be back at work by then, won't we? Have a terrific day today, and please enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.